Welcome to Here We Are, the podcast where we explore what it means to be human through the lenses of curiosity and story. I'm your host, Joy Bork. Today, we're going to talk about home, and I'm not talking about an actual physical home or the house you grew up in. I'm talking about the inner feeling of being home. When you walk into a space and you feel immediately settled, you feel comfortable, safe, the setting feels ever so familiar. In an ideal world, each and every one of our physical homes would have these characteristics. But since we are human and prone to making mistakes, this feeling isn't always present. Often, I find that having been in situations where I haven't felt at home makes the moments when I do feel at home even sweeter. I had an experience with this just last week. I was working a virtual corporate award show at a local studio, and I've found that in most corporate or office environments, the usual mojo is to do your job and move on. Yet something about this particular gig made me feel at home. It made me feel like I belong, which is even sweeter of an experience because of how often I have felt forgotten and unseen as a production professional who works behind the scenes, literally in the darkness, sometimes. I felt supported. I felt valued. I felt seen. And even when we had to make some quick and hard readjustments to our process, we did it together as a team. There was a healthy sense of responsibility and accountability. We were all pulling in the same direction together. Walking it every morning was delightful. We were just one event of many at the studio that I work at, and the longer I'm there, the more individuals I am honored to work with and meet. And this feeling of being known and of knowing others is huge for me. It is the essence of community. It is belonging. To walk in and see smiling eyes poking over masked faces, seeing them make eye contact with me and acknowledge my presence is everything. A few of us from the crew went out to dinner after the award show production week was over, and I walked away from that dinner utterly shocked. I realized that in 5 days of production, I had truly connected. I wasn't just an operator at a bank of computers. I was Joy the human who was on the team who contributed meaningfully. I remembered once more that I actually really am good at making friends. I was overwhelmed with gratitude for the team I was able to work with and for the redemption that came to me and to my story through working this production. This is home. I walked into just another gig and I found myself at home. I was able to enter with my guard appropriately down. I was able to trust, exhale, and truly just be. I felt settled, seen, and surrounded by fellow down-to-earth humans also on the journey. We figured it out together and did the best we could, and then truly celebrated what we created afterward. This is literally what I have been waiting for, what I've been longing for so long. This is home for me. It isn't just a place. It's a feeling. It's a belonging. It's a safety. It's being able to just be. I have felt this when I have walked into the homes of my friends and even new friends. When I first met Taylor, who you have heard several times on this podcast, I walked into her house and immediately felt at home. It wasn't just the, yeah, make yourself at home speech. I felt it and acted accordingly. I feel it when I climb at the climbing gym. I'm able to exhale. This is something I can do. This is something that helps me feel good, helps me move forward, and I get to do it with people I love. To me, home also looks like family dinners around the table, both blood family and chosen family. Sharing stories, laughter, eating amazing food, and feeling settled. Home even feels like having an inside joke with someone. It means I've been friends with you long enough that we've got a thing. We've got a way that we communicate, and it's familiar. safe and reminds me that I belong with you. I was graciously given insight into many of my friends' perspectives on home. So next, we're going to hear from Adrian, Alexis, Amanda, Chelsea, Elizabeth, Kathy, Lisa, Megan, and Sarah, all about what home feels like to them.
This is Adrian. I don't have this warm, glowing sense of home that people often mean. The home I grew up in, at whatever scale you can think of, house, family, society, country, it wasn't a safe place. But the closest thing I feel to it, to that idea, is a sense of unforced and unaffected connection with a person or a piece of time. It's sort of like when you really laugh with somebody, you know, especially if it catches you by surprise, a moment of just pure connection. So Faye's home, Matthew's home, Joy's home, the 6 mile of a run in the snow in Leeds on Christmas Day 2009, you know, cushioning in the crisp cut of the air, that's home.
Hi, it's Alexis Carter Thomas from small town South Carolina. Home is like sinking your bare feet into a plushy carpet. It's like waking up and seeing the light coming through the window, refracting along the wall or the bed, and knowing that there's sunshine outside. It's like being wrapped in a comfortable blanket with your favorite treats, being with people who you don't have to edit yourself for, explain yourself to. And home is like being known. It's where you take up space in the world without worrying if it's too much or what others may think about how you take up space or how your body looks in its space, but you're just known and you get to just be. That's home.
Hey listeners, my name is Amanda Klosinski, and for me, feeling at home with someone means that I am completely free to be my authentic self. Good, bad, weird, ugly. I can show up no matter where I'm at within myself, and I'm able to feel comforted, seen, and loved. I also think that I never have to beg or prove or earn love and affection in those relationships, and so I tend to feel really safe. And those things really help me feel at home.
I know I'm home when my presence at a particular event or my participation in a specific activity happens without being forced or shamed or guilted into being.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with some thoughts on what it feels like to be at home. Home is where you have refrigerator rights, feet on the furniture rights, no bra rights, and you don't have to be on. You don't have to hold it together or be appropriate or guarded. You can just relax and be your real self and be loved for it.
Hi, this is Kathy Cordero. For me, home is a place where I feel safe. It's not about the stuff, but instead a space where I can be vulnerable and find the value in that vulnerability. Whether I'm alone or with family, I can just relax and be whole without being on guard, on stage, or on edge.
My name is Lisa, and I'm from Wheaton. And I feel like for me, when I'm home with someone, I almost get kind of heavier. And I know that sounds kind of negative, but it's actually a good thing because it means that I can let go and I can relax and I can kind of let go of all the tenseness and just the other stuff that I tend to hold throughout the day. So when I'm with people that are home or when I'm in places that are home, it's just so calming and it's just so nice to be myself and feel like I don't have to hold anything back.
There's an old adage that says home is where the heart is. It's a nice sentiment, but I completely disagree. There's plenty of places and many relationships that hold pieces of my heart without creating any sense of home within me. To me, home is where my heart can remain open and unguarded. Home is the best kind of safe. Home never requires walking on eggshells. Home accepts and welcomes without conditions. Instead of conditions, home does the loving, courageous work of flinging doors wide open. A sense of home, whether physical or relational, is my absolute favorite thing. And the opposite is probably one of my least favorite things. In a moment of synchronicity, I spent most of the day today with one of my most difficult and beloved students. I'll call her Cassidy. Cassidy is just 15 and has lived in more than 40 homes in her life. She's lived with a variety of family members, and recently her mom, brother, and sister moved across the country. She stayed here to live with her dad, who lives about 50 minutes away from the school. Really, though, she lives with whomever will take her in for that night. She sleeps on friends' couches. She sometimes goes home with kids she just met, friends of friends of friends gathered together to party in the woods. One of my jobs is to companion Cassidy through her school day, creating pockets of home for her that feel safe enough that she can settle down and access her education. Today, while walking, she shared some of her current housing story with me. And I expressed that for me, it would be so hard to bounce from house to house. I like creating nests. Home matters to me. Cassidy said, "Oh, you're a mom. That's a mom thing to think. I'm more at home with friends that accept me than family that's always letting me down and telling me what a piece of shit I am." Agreed, Cassidy. Agreed.
My name is Megan, and I think that what makes a home are the people that are inside it. And it's not necessarily limited to the people who live there, but more about the people who come and just feel like it is a safe place. I think I love, like, whenever the conversations are constantly flowing, like the hard ones, you know, that people don't necessarily want to have or don't think that they want to have, but they feel safe enough to have them there. I think that that's when I feel the most at home. I think that creating a safe space for people to come and feel loved and just comfortable enough to be there, that's when I know that I've created a safe home.
My name is Sarah. I live in Chicago. And the question of what makes you feel at home when you're with people, how do people make you feel at home? And I think the first word that comes to mind is silence. And that's both in literal silence, if you're with somebody who doesn't, you both know you don't need to fill the silence constantly. You don't have to be making jokes or just filling in awkward silences or gaps in conversation, when you both know that it's okay to just be and not be performing constantly. That's one aspect of silence. And then I think also in my mind, generally, there's a lot going on up there. It's very loud. And with people that I don't feel at home with, I'm overthinking and I'm wondering if I'm boring that person or if they're mad at me or if I should be doing something differently to be a better host or if they're uncomfortable or yada, yada, yada. I can go on forever. But when I'm with somebody that I know I'm at home with, my mind can be more silent because I'm more comfortable. I think the other aspect of it is safety. When I feel that it's not only safe to just to be with a person alone, that's a big thing, obviously, but also safety of my personality. I'm safe to be myself freely and let the weird out without fear of being disregarded or judged.
Here we are. After listening to all of those definitions of what the concept of home feels like, I feel warm inside. I feel grateful tears welling up in my eyes, and I hope beyond hope that everyone finds this inviting space to dwell in. We're going to close season two of Here We Are with a benediction of sorts from my friend Delwyn.
I think home is a place and an ideal that you should always be able to come back to. It is a hard reset on a computer, or it is the little button on an iPhone. It takes you to where things began. And I think as complicated as families are, and as complicated as home lives can be, home in its essence is simple, I think. And my prayer for everybody who hears this or listens is that you find home. And if you're away from home, if you feel like you can't return, that you'll remember that home is the most simple place. And, yeah. I've never been that far from home. Like, I've never been that far from the feeling of home. And I hope that if I ever am, that I'll remind myself of these words that I'm actually saying. And just remember that home is never too far.
Home is never too far. I hope that we are able to remind each other when we forget. Home is never too far. If you've got a definition of home or a story of a time when you really, really felt at home, I would love to hear it. Record a voice memo on your phone and email it to me at herewearethepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call the storyline and leave a message with your story at 312-620-0567. I am so honored to have partnered with my friends, old and new, to create these two seasons of Here We Are. I have learned so much, and I really hope you have too. If you've enjoyed what you're hearing, the best thing you can do to help me is to tell your friends. If you'd like to do more than that, head on over to my Patreon page. For as little as $2 a month, you can financially help me keep podcasting. And gosh, thank you so much to Adrian, Alexis, Amanda, Chelsea, Elizabeth, Kathy, Lisa, Lisa, Megan, and Sarah for ever so graciously sharing your voices with me. Thank you to Lisa for the logo, and thank you to all of you for listening. As always, don't forget that curiosity wins, and the world needs more nerds. Bye.